Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This Tuesday, August 5th, Dr. Troy Hinkle will be live on our app to answer any questions regarding anything I've said on the 30 most important topics about the Catholic faith. Just turn on your notifications on our app or log into the app at 6 p.m. Central this Tuesday to join Troy live. Today we continue with our series on the most important things we need to know about our Catholic faith. And today, purgatory. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Let's begin this meditation on purgatory with a very interesting passage from St. Paul. Here it is. Jesus is the foundation on which you can build in gold, silver, and jewels, or in wood, grass, and straw. But whatever the material, the work of each builder is going to be clearly revealed when the day comes. That day will begin with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If his structure stands up to it, he will get his wages. If it is burnt down, he will be the loser, and though he is saved himself, it will be as one who has gone through fire. So here's the image. People are bringing their gifts to the altar, and when they place their gift on the altar, fire will be applied to the gift to test it, to see what kind of a gift it really is. Some of the gifts will be really valuable, and they'll be gold, silver, and precious stones. And when those are put in fire, what happens? The fire will only make it glow more brightly and beautifully. But other gifts will be fake, worthless. Wood, hay, or straw. Maybe they'll be disguised as something valuable, like a crown cut out of cardboard and painted in shiny gold. Or a little round piece of wood painted to look like a silver coin. So what will happen when those are placed on the altar and the fire is applied to it? St. Paul says those gifts will be burned up. They won't last. They'll go up in smoke and be revealed for the counterfeits they are. And what about the person who dared to present these fake gifts before God? Mercifully, St. Paul says that such a person will be saved, but only as by fire. And that's where purgatory comes in. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. So many of us believers put on such a good show. We talk the talk of our faith, but the truth is, our faith doesn't go as deep as it should. We don't really live that differently from the people around us who don't have faith. We look at porn on the sly. We gossip about people behind their backs. We're habitually cranky with our spouse and kids. We watch the same trashy shows and news as everybody else, and we almost never spend time in meditation. Now, people think we're impressive, and we might even start believing that ourselves, but the truth is, we're pretty mediocre and even phony. So, when our day of judgment comes, we're going to have all these shiny, spray-painted gifts, the supposed virtues that everybody's always been so impressed by. And then we'll come before the fire of divine truth, and poof, everyone will see through the smoke and mirrors we've constructed. So what then? What then? Even if our gifts to God have been burned up, we can still be saved. But now, the fire that exposed the emptiness of our gifts has to be turned on us. Now, we have to be purified of everything that is fake and empty in ourselves. And the place of purification or purgation is not surprisingly called purgatory. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Traditionally, there are two kinds of suffering that happen in purgatory. The first suffering is called the pain of sense, and one way to think about it is simply to think of it as the pain of detox. All our sins, all our addictions keep us from being happy. That's why alcoholics and sexaholics and drug addicts, guess what? They're not happy. So if you brought your vices, your addictions, and your thought patterns into heaven, you wouldn't be happy. Your only hope is to go through God's rehab program. And rehab hurts. Ask anybody who's tried to get over a physical addiction, tried to get the sickness out of their flesh. Then remember that in purgatory, you've got to get the sickness out of your soul. You've got to burn out the resentment. You've got to sweat out the self-centeredness, the vanity. You've got to go through the shakes and the DTs until you can let go of the complaining and the denial about the people you've hurt. And it's painful. God's rehab center, it's a mercy. But trust me, you'll want to spend as little time there as possible. You want to get free from your addictions now. Don't put it off. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The worst suffering of purgatory isn't the detox. The worst suffering is realizing the opportunities we've lost. Do you remember in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, where the ghosts of rich men hover around a homeless woman and her child, and the ghosts scream in agony? Because it would have been so easy for them to have helped her, but now it's too late and there's nothing they can do. Or did you ever see Schindler's List? At the end, the main character realizes how easy it would have been to have sold his car or his watch and saved the lives of more people, but now it's too late and he missed the opportunity. In purgatory, you'll realize that you could be with God right now, and you'll see how you could have helped your children and your friends and even strangers. It really wouldn't have taken very much, just a little more faith, a little more sacrifice, and you could have helped to save them from so much misery, but you didn't do it. You chose your own comfort, your own pleasure, your own will, and you left them to suffer, and now it's too late, and you can't go back. You missed your chance. You will not be able to help that way ever again, and you will see the suffering you could have prevented, and you will wail. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. We don't have to go to purgatory. In other words, we can be purified of our addictions, our disordered attachments, our vices, and we can mature in love here on earth. That's actually what we're supposed to do. So, if you want to skip purgatory, here is what the saints, like Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross, tell us to do. First, receive Jesus as often as you can in the Eucharist. Begin by going to one extra daily Mass a week. Do a brief examination of conscience every day, and then go to confession at least once a month. Spend time with Jesus in friendship through daily meditation on the Word of God, like we're doing here in the Rosary. And have a daily resolution. Pick something to remember or to do flowing from your meditation. This is your daily game plan to grow in virtue and love. And then love the people God placed in your life. Love means think well of them, speak kindly to them, and do good for them. Remove any near occasion of sin, any person, place, thing, or situation that puts you in real danger of committing sin, remove it. It's the moment just before you fall, so remove that. And finally, accept whatever you did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. This is the way God is purifying you. Make a habit of these things, and God will transform you in this life. Plus, you will be infinitely happier and more at peace here, and a heck of a lot easier to live with. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, this just struck me toward the end of the meditation. The things that we're going to need to be purified from in purgatory are pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, and lust. Now, the reason we do those things and make a habit out of those things, well, that's for our examination of conscience. Here's what I'm getting at. There's a reason why we do all those things.
Yeah, we don't just choose these things arbitrarily because we might as well.
Right. There's a reason. What's the reason? That's what we got to get to.
Yeah, because that's also, when you're talking about purgatory, just like how we just discussed in our meditation on hell, it's these things you do, they become, it's not just that they become who you are because you do it so often, you do them because of who you are.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both.
It's kind of it's a cyclical thing. And so if you don't, vicious cycle, if we don't address why we're doing it, then we're never going to actually learn how to stop it.
This is the why a daily examination of conscience and frequent confession is so important, to look at the last 24 hours and say, okay, I thought this, I said this, I did that. Okay, but here's the real question. Why did I do that?
Yeah, you're so right. I think it's so easy for me to just make a grocery list. It's really easy for me to just sit down and say, well, I did this and I shouldn't have done it, but I know that. That's a given. Yeah. I know I shouldn't have done it. So why did I do it anyways?
Yeah, because
why did I want to?
That's where we're starting to get to the addictions. Why did I act in pride? Well, because I think my identity is found in achievement and work, and that was threatened, and so I acted this way. Why did I act resentful?
Yeah.
Why was it that I acted out in lust? Why did I act with...
It's why so much of what therapists do is not tell you what's wrong with you, but ask questions.
That's what we need to do in our examine. We need to ask the why question.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we got to get down to the roots.
Yeah.
And then we have to ask ourselves, but what am I really after?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be all these things that we're after instead of God. And that's what needs to be purified. All our addictions and idols, the things that we want more than God.
Well said.
But everyone says, well, no, I want God most of all. Oh, yeah, really? Then why did you fall into worry or anxiety or anger? Or why did you so vehemently defend yourself? Why are you so defensive? Why are you so resentful?
It's back to why.
Well, and it's back to we want things more than we want God.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to get confused because you can say, but I do want God, and that's true.
But not most.
Not enough.
Not enough and not most.
Yeah.
But we don't want to admit our addictions because we want to defend our addictions. Because we still think our happiness is found in our addictions. Only when we realize our addictions aren't making us happy, only then are we willing to change.
And really, it's hard to acknowledge that they're not making us happy until we ask why we're doing them in the first place.
Yeah.
What we're actually looking for in them.
And the bottom line is this. We're all going to go through the purifying fire. Let's get rid of the stuff that's just going to get burned up. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.